Breakfast on your number one news and talk station.
I go now to Philip Bam, who's the Secretary of Cape Town Civic Alliance. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning, dear.
You are arguing that these proposed increases are going to hit the poor the hardest.
Yes, obviously. Obviously, it's going to hit the poor. We've just had an increase in the water tariff. And on top of that, we get an increase again on the water tariff. And I think that is very unfair. We want to suggest, you know, that when you run out of money, any business, you don't go and increase the product. You don't increase the taxes that you want from people. You must look for different ways of getting your revenue on stream again. And I think one of the things that could be done is that the council could be looking at where can they cut costs so that they can save some money and not burden the poor ratepayer all the time. I mean, our costs have gone up. The cost of living increase, the inflation rate is only 5.33, but yet our rates are going up by 7%. Mm. I think that is so unfair. It is so unnecessary, in fact. You know, one of the things about the rates increases is the city council keeps on asking for more development because they say that increases their rate space. Now, if their rate space is increased, that means their income from rates would increase. Why would they want to keep on every year asking more money from the rate payer when they are expanding the rate space? Now, a way that you can save money, we have 200 councillors. If you cut 100 of them out, you will save 48 million rand a year, which could be used to fund whatever the city needs to fund. That if we have so many, we've got a bloated city administration. We have so many executives getting performance bonuses. Why do they need performance bonuses when you have to do the job that you get paid to do anyway? And the performance will be the same. Whether they get a bonus or not, it is still going to be the net results will always be the same. Because a city has a way of operating, and it has to do certain things, and it has to achieve certain objectives. And it really don't have to pay these exorbitant bonuses that people get. The other thing is we need to look at how many consultants the council employs. Why is it necessary to go to those sorts of expenses? And what we are saying is cut your expenses so that you can save the ratepayer more money. Because what is going to happen ultimately is that we will not be able to afford, and then the council will not get any money from the ratepayer. There are already people talking about, let's withhold our rates for a time from the city of Cape Town. And that is the way that the things are going to pan out if the city doesn't rethink this proposed budget of theirs. Unnecessary increases. Really, we should cut costs rather than just taxing the poor ratepayer all the time.
Of course, you know, a lot of people criticize the city for the way they've handled this drought situation. We do know there is a huge amount of money needed for water infrastructure. We previously paid 4 rand for 1,000 meters. They've now increased that to 29 rand. A lot of people protested about paying a levy. At some point, the proposals you make, cutting councillors, might be very popular because some people say the councillors don't do very much anyway. And it's probably the most popular cut because you say reducing the spending. Obviously, we're wanting the spending that obviously impacts on service delivery.
Yeah, you want spending at the impact on service delivery. You need to tell me how the appointment and the payment of mini mayors impact on service delivery. It's not improving service delivery at all. You look, for instance, let's take little things like we've got our road surfaces throughout the city, and especially in the townships, we have not been resurfacing those roads. We have not been treating that infrastructure as an important infrastructure that needs to maintain. Where is the city's even not even 5 year, but 35 year plan to do the roads in Grassy Park. These roads are all going to deteriorate, and it's going to cost the city a lot more money. And appointing mini mayors will not be helping this at all. That's money that could have been saved. So there's a lot of money that can be saved if the city would just look at how we can save some money instead of just taxing the what they assume to be a docile ratepayer, and a ratepayer that can be exploited quite easily. I think the city needs to think that over very carefully, because the ratepayers are going to rise up and they are going to do something about it, and the city will then have to sort things out. Now, how do you correct this? How does the ratepayer correct
this? How does not paying, though, affect anything? Because they'll just clap fines on you.
No. Well, look. at some stage, people's power will take over, and people's power will reign, and people's power will rule. And everybody who has a job in the city now must consider their job to be in jeopardy, because come the next election,
things are going to change. Yeah.
people will punish the ruling party right now.
Yes.
And what I'd like to say, we often talk about the city increasing. It's not the city, this thing. It's our own councillors, the people that we elect, that are stabbing us in the back. They are there to protect the poor, but instead they are looking after other interests, and they are not protecting the poor. Their job is to make sure that we don't fleece the poor people, we don't make them poorer than what they already are.
That's, of course, what it should be, right?